WRCO, it is time now for an update courtesy of the WRCO Sports Booster Club.
All American, helping make all of your jobs easier. Visit All American Do It Centers in Tolma, Sparta, and Richland Center. Stafford Funeral Home, families will find that they are willing to work with them to provide services from the traditional to completely personalized. And Bob at Chitwood Electric, providing sales and service of electric motors and Schaefer barn fans, plus electric motor rewinding and repair.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Here's a look at hometown and baseball games coming up in the area tomorrow. Argyle at Ridgeway. Verona plays at Pine Bluff Mount Horeb. Wyota at Hollandale. Also, Schulzburg-Benton travels to Dodgeville. And Belleville at Blanchardville. Plus, Arena travels to Muscadet. Muscadet Mudcats have struggled at times this season. And there's hope for the future, though, with a lot of young players, according to manager Terry Zebarth.
What impressed me right now is we've got a group of guys that are pretty well the same group that are showing up. They're excited about it. I know we haven't had the wins, but it's coming along, and they see that, and we're excited about the future.
For Arena, they've had a good season and looking at possibly qualifying for the playoffs.
We're tied for sixth place right now, but with the tiebreaker with Schulzburg, Benton, We're actually in the seventh seed right now out of 8 teams. So it's important we keep winning because this section is competitive, and you really got to come out and play your best. You can't give anything away, and because anybody can in this section can beat you on a given day.
That's Arena manager Nick Jennings. We'll have a game tomorrow on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Arena plays at Muscadet. That's a 1 o'clock first pitch time. Will Smith homered 3 times. Freddie Freeman singled in the go-ahead runs with 2 outs in the 8th inning. And the Los Angeles Dodgers rallied past the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5 last night. Freeman helped snap a 5-5 tie. Rhys Hoskins had a grand slam for the Brewers, who led 5-2 in the 4th. Smith's 3rd homer in the 7th inning tied the game at 5. The other Dodger catchers to hit 3 home runs in one game are Yasmani Grandal in 2016, Mike Piazza in 1996, and Roy Campanella in 1950. Pregame time for the second game of the series, the Brewers at the Dodgers, is coming up at 5:40 today on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. First pitch time at 6:15. Jose Miranda of the Minnesota Twins singled in the 4th inning for his 12th straight hit in an at-bat. MLB says that ties the longest streak in Major League history. Miranda entered the game Saturday against the Astros with 10 consecutive hits. He was hit on the arm in his first plate appearance. After being examined by the Twins' training staff, Miranda remained in the game. In the 2nd inning, he drove Hunter Brown's first pitch into center field for an RBI single. He's now tied with Johnny King of 1902. Pinky Higgins, 1938, and Walt Drapo in 1952 for the longest such streak. Caitlin Clark posted the first triple-double by a rookie in the WNBA history to rally Indiana to an 83-78 victory over New York today at Gainbridge Fieldhouse, snapping the Fever's 9-game losing streak to the Liberty. Clark finished with 19 points, 13 assists, and 12 rebounds for Indiana. Also, Aaliyah Boston finished with 18 points on 8-for-12 shooting and had 8 rebounds for the Fever. Thomas Walkup had 19 points. Giannis Antetokounmpo added 13 in 21 minutes. And Greece moved one victory from the Paris Games, eliminating Slovenia 96-68 from the semifinals of the Olympic qualifying tournament today. Bronny James looks so much like his famous father, LeBron James. Just during warm-ups, it had fans and others at Chase Center doing double takes. Oversized headphones on his ears and dressed in full Laker gear as he gears up for the NBA Summer League debut. The Lakers rookie even exhibited some familiar mannerisms and facial expressions. If all goes as planned, the 19-year-old James and his dad would become the first father-son pair to play in the NBA at the same time. I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Saturday afternoon sports.